Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, March 8, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. Two American missionaries are home after detention in the United Arab Emirates. A Christian school continues work in Lebanon in spite of growing tensions. And a new president is an answer to prayer for Ukrainian believers. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news, the two American missionaries held in the United Arab Emirates are now home safely. They were detained for giving out Christian literature. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton thinks rather than let the arrest drive believers underground, it should spur them to action.
What I would like to see be the message of this is a new sense of boldness for American Christians. I think the fact that they were Americans means that they were deported and came home safely to their families. I think if they had been Christians from a less powerful country, perhaps they would have been imprisoned.
Nettleton says prayer is still needed.
For those that receive Bibles from this group that was there, I think that we can pray that there'll be fruit for their ministry. And I think we can just praise the Lord that these two ladies are home safe with their families. They talk glowingly about how God watched over them, how he provided them the words to say when they were questioned, and how he brought them home safely. I think that's a huge praise the Lord.
Next, Lebanese opposition supporters held a mass rally Monday in Beirut as Syria prepares to withdraw its soldiers. It's one of the many daily protests over the occupation. The unrest has unsettled many routines, including education. We spoke to a school counselor with InterServe. The school she works with is in Beirut. For security reasons, we'll call her Deborah.
Now, because the demonstrations are quite peaceful, the school is remaining open, and so it's not having any major effect except for what you would expect in terms of everybody is curious as to what will happen next.
Underlying tensions have had little effect otherwise. In fact, Deborah says their staff is trying to keep things stable for the kids' sake.
Our school is particularly fortunate where it's a evangelical school and all those students are aware that they will receive a Bible class every week and chapel every day, and that's gone unhindered.
Pray for the Christian minority that they would be strong in their faith in turmoil. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been 4 months since the election in Ukraine brought its people into the streets in protests. So far, Christians are encouraged. Todd Marshall is with CB International based in Kiev. Marshall told our affiliate WBNH that President Viktor Yushchenko is doing more than giving lip service to religious freedom.
The president has been working to eliminate the Ministry of Religion, which has kept so many churches and ministries under its thumb. And when asked why, he said, the state has no business in the affairs of the church. And the church has one head, and that is Jesus Christ.
Marshall says these changes could have historic spiritual impact.
What's happening in Ukraine now will affect the future of Eurasia as much as the Reformation affected Europe. The revolution was the easy part. Now the hard part is to work day by day and fight corruption in society and challenge believers to take their faith outside the walls of the church.
Meanwhile, Christians in Ukraine are ready to take advantage of their religious freedom. Send International and a new Ukrainian-based ministry, Gospel to the Nations, will be partnering together to take the gospel into Russia, the Stans, and the Balkan region. Send will provide training, encouragement, and some startup assistance for Gospel to the Nations. The training will emphasize hands-on ministry. Gian expects to have candidates ready by January. And World Vision is partnering with Youth League Camelot to conduct peer-to-peer education activities to prevent HIV/AIDS in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The project seeks to protect youth against drug abuse and high-risk behavior. World Vision workers say infections are on the rise there, and fighting the disease means working more closely with youth and encouraging them to take an active stand to fight HIV/AIDS. Pray that through the program, Christians will be able to share Christ as they help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.